You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. We are back and we are broadcasting live from the Playa Lago Resort grand opening. Check my Facebook live feed for what the hotel looks like. It's absolutely amazing. Vivian, I know you're listening. Pack your bags, honey. We are coming down here. I already have the room picked out and I already met the most important guy at the facility, Captain Daryl McCullough. Daryl.
Hi there. How you doing, folks? Jim, nice meeting you here. You were talking about traffic just a few moments ago. Well, guess what? It's beautiful down here. The traffic down here back and forth is not so bad. We're just an hour and 15 minutes away from the Miami airport. Very simply located. And we're right here on the bay here at the Playa Largo Resort and Spa. Caribbean Water Sports is managing the water sports here. We have parasailing, environmental tours. We've got Hobie Cat sailing, sunset cruises, ocean diving. All kinds of fun.
Well, hold on a second, because you just did my whole freaking punch list, my bucket list. Okay, the guy's giving my whole bucket list here. So let's start at the beginning first. Let's talk about the traffic. There is none down here except for fishes, right?
That's right. We have lots of manatee traffic as well.
No, well, I like that manatee traffic. I love to swim with the manatees, but I think that's against the law.
You can stare at them, though. No. That's all.
Okay, well, they are mermaids, so I guess it's staring at them. Does that count? Is that okay, honey? Is it okay if I stare at the mermaids, at the manatees? Now, you talked about ecotourism. Now, we live in Miami where people think that's ecology. Now, I grew up here. Right. I did the sea grape stuff and saw the little hatchlings and everything. Right. Tell me what somebody who is going to go on an ecotour would experience. And this is an eco tour that's an hour and 15 minutes from your front door.
We do it on a 2-hour narrated tour into the Everglades National Park in Florida Bay on a rigid inflatable. It's a Zodiac style boat which allows us to float and near nothing. The average depth is only 5 to 7 feet deep for the first 10 miles. 20 miles to the north and 40 miles to the west, the average depth is only 2 feet deep.
Now, let me tell you, is that I experienced the Keys right from here. This is where I learned to snorkel, scuba dive, water ski, all that stuff off of, I hate the name, but I'll go to say it anyway, up by Jewfish Creek. You're just a couple of miles south. You were at, like, mile marker 97?
That's correct, 97, just due east of mile marker 60 on the Intercoastal Waterway.
So, of course, I did my specialty and I interrupted you in the middle of your going over the different activities. Now, you talked about there's kayaking, there's water sports, ecology tours. You've got the hang gliding from the big kite. What other cool stuff goes on down here?
We also have an incredible amount of coral reefs on the Atlantic side. It's a fairly short hop from the bayside to the ocean side to do some beautiful high quality snorkeling and some fairly shallow reefs. Our continental shelf extends out about 5 miles. Our reefs are anywhere from 3 to 4 miles in that range there. So most of them are about like 16, 18 foot ocean floor with live coral within just the 2 feet of the surface of the water. Water is generally pretty crystal clear, and with the right weather day, you can find absolutely a fantastic trip.
Well, all I can say is that back in the day when I did my scuba diving, I went out and I dove the wrecks, and then I dove the coral reefs. And then I will admit it, I almost got stuck in one of the caves there, but it was at Penny Camp Park. It's just an amazing, amazing natural national park. It's right around the corner from here. You can stay in your fabulous place, fabulous hotel, fabulous amenities, fabulous food and beverage, and then you can go on your fabulous eco tours and other adventures. What other stuff do you got here?
We have Hobie Cats.
Oh, my gosh.
We've been a Hobie Cat dealer for well over 30 years. We know how to teach folks how to sail. We had some really action shots yesterday with the nice winds and clear skies. We were raising one hull all the way across the bay, which is only a mile and a half wide and 3 miles in length before we get into the Intercoastal Waterway and beyond. It's fun. We have the Hobie Wave and the Hobie Getaway, 16 and 14 foot sizes of boat.
You know, I learned to sail on a Hobie, and I got to tell you is that the most exciting moment on the water is when you're on your own, You're in the Hobie Cat, the wind picks up, and you go up on that pontoon. I'm just going to say it. And you hang your fanny over the edge, and you're, you can't see me. You hang your face over the edge, and you're holding on for, and you're going like, it feels like 1,000 miles an hour. Then you like see the line trailing in the water. Nothing beats that.
Yes, particularly when you're supposed to be unsheeting.
Hey now.
Yeah, it's a blast. It's a great place to raise hull. Now, we've got a bunch of other things, too. We've got a Hobie Cat makes this incredible machine called, it's a stand-up paddleboard with a, like a built-in Stairmaster.
Really?
It is an incredible propulsion system.
That's for all the people that want to work their legs and have a great tour.
If you can do more than 30 minutes, God bless you. It's pretty burns the abs up there. We've got some nice starboard stand-up paddleboards, and got the Yolo Yak, which is this monster boat, which is very stable. We get all people to train on how to stand-up paddleboarding, and really, if you can just hula hoop, you can stand-up paddleboard.
Oh, he's showing our age. When I nod yes, I know how to hula hoop. Now, let me ask a question, because you just touched on this. You said you had, like, cruises, so people can go on group cruises, they can work with the desk here and make a charter and do like a very nice sunset cruise where you can hold hands and do what other people do at sunset.
We have this absolutely gorgeous, it's sort of like a extended stilettos catamaran sailboat.
Oh, cool.
It's off the old 30 that goes to 37 feet long, it's 21 feet wide. It's about the size of a par 3 golf course on it. The boat is absolutely stellar. It's a fast cat, one of the fastest ones here in the Keys. And it runs right out of Playa Larga water sports here. We get a chance to sail right across the bay. It's only 5 to 7 feet deep. We do a midday adventure snorkel where it's a snorkel swim because the water's really shallow, but it's really not intimidating and it's definitely not going to get seasick. Then we turn around for the evening. About an hour and three quarters before sunset, we get on that boat, fire up the sails, and cruise along up to 24 passengers. So it's available for both public and private charters down here. Most of the few charters have been coming right out of Playa Larga. A lot of the executive type corporations come down here, and they want something that's really on their own. And so it's really good. We've done a rendezvous. We took the boat with our environmental tour, it's a rigid inflatable, and we ran people into the really shallow waters while we in and go into the Everglades National Park. It's a blast.
I can't wait. You see, I'm here doing the radio show down here, and I think Captain Darrell already realized why I'm here, so I can get on his good side. Captain Darrell's never going to forget his experience with being on the radio show. He may forget the radio show. The shirt, he's never going to forget the shirt, and we're going to have a great time. I can't wait. And so while my wife is getting rejuvenated at the spa, the captain is going to take me out, and I'm going to reconnect with nature. Now, Captain, if we were going to go out and we were going to reconnect with nature, what would be the first thing you'd want to do?
If it's possible, do the parasail. There's nothing more commanding than being slowly reeled off the back deck of this beautiful parasail boat. We have a 600-foot flight line, 500 feet above the planet Earth. You can see 25 miles in all directions over the island, which is really skinny. It's only a quarter of a mile wide, so you see the Atlantic and the Pinacamp State Park. You look well into the Everglades National Park. Our bay is so usually crystal clear, you can see every sponge. We see sometimes dolphins and manatees.
Oh my God.
It is a totally amazing experience. And after flying you about, we land you back on the boat. So
You guys didn't hear me like whisper, oh my God.
What's really going to need, next time you come down here and do another show, we're going to have to do it while you're broadcasting from the air. I get people on their cell phones.
I can actually do that for the record. Yes, I can do the radio show off my cell phone, or we could tape it. Yeah. Either way, you're down for that, Captain Darrell. I actually have this on tape, just so you know.
You're going to love it. And it's funny because we do get people who do their cell phones, and they'll talk to moms in Melbourne, Australia, sisters in Poland, and every place in the world. We even had some students from Taiwan, and poor guy calls his mom and she wasn't too happy. It was 4:30 in the morning. So all in all, it's all good fun.
This is absolutely great. Captain Darrell, if people want to make some early reservations with you, how do they find you on the online, maybe a phone number? whatever it takes to get them rolling with you, Captain.
We have a direct link right off the Playa Larga website. We have our own site itself. It shows prices and our activities. It's Playa Largo Watersports. CaribbeanWatersports.com.
Okay.
And that'll get you right to us.
Okay, or they can book through the concierge also, right?
Yes, they do. Our concierge is very powerful here. They do not only just the on-property water sports, we do off-property public snorkeling. We've got the fishing, all the kind of other activities. We even have a seaplane that can even pick you up and take you away.
Hold on. Say that again. You've got a seaplane that I could take out, like maybe to an outlying uninhabited island and have a picnic with my lover girl?
Anything's possible here at Playa Larga.
And now everybody knows why Captain Darrell was the first guest on my live broadcast from the Playa Larga grand opening. We're going to have a whole lot more guests. Go out there and get me another guest, Captain Darrell. You're the man. I love you, man. That is already my favorite person at Playa Larga, but he's going to go find the food and beverage and sales folks, I'm sure. And we're going to have some great folks. We're going to have a great time. Captain, again, Captain Darrell.
Fantastic.
Oh, that's the man. He's laid back. He's laid back. That's what the keys are all about.
Just living and dying at 3/4 time like Jimmy Buffett.
No, you're my man, and we'll be right back after this with more of The Captain and the Kid. Thanks so much. Back after this, Wanda, take it away.
Carnivorous habits, made in nearly 700.